Good evening, everyone. I'm Linor Moudou. Welcome to Health Chat. Recently, 15 students from Complexo Escola Privado Internacional, CEPI, in Angola traveled to Oswego, New York to attend the Genius International High School Project Olympiad at the State University of New York at Oswego. Genius Olympiad took place from June 12 through June 17 and provided secondary school students with opportunities to develop the skills and knowledge needed to be citizens, leaders, scientists, artists, writers, engineers, and policymakers of the future who will promote and contribute to greater environmental sustainability. The students competed with 12 projects and received several accolades, including 2 bronze medals and 2 honorable mentions in science, 2 honorable mentions in robotics, 1 silver medal, 1 bronze medal, and 4 honorable mentions in literature, and 1 bronze medal and 1 honorable mention in art. How about that? So much in accomplishments. We are very proud of them, and we will speak with the children on the program today. And they are joining us from Angola, from Luanda, well, outside of Luanda, and they are Niria Kachimbombo, Petra Musongo, Ryan Norton, and Marlon Tome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
It's really great to have you. So much. You have accomplished so much. And we are very, very excited to have you on the program today. Listen, first of all, I want to start just for all of you to give us a sense of what has happened. I know you are sitting with your supervisor there, so perhaps I can speak to your boss, quote unquote, first, and then we'll go to each of you.
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
So can you give us a sense of this project that the students participated in?
Could you repeat, please?
Could you give us a sense, an idea of this project, the whole project?
Yes. We have about 15, 11 with many projects in different areas. Science, art,
literature,
robotics. Yeah, this is why we are here talk with you to present these other students and talk about the AIR project.
Okay. Now let me ask you, can you get closer to the phone? I don't know if you are on a speakerphone, but if you can get closer to the phone so we can understand you better. Thank you so much. So 12 students went, and it seems like they did very well with all the prizes that and recognitions that they won. How does it make you feel?
Well, I think it was a good experience, and they feel very good because they know people from everywhere. And they feel very, very excited.
Yes.
Yes, with experience. Mm-hmm. And they are ready for another experience.
Okay, great. And now let me just repeat that you guys are presently in Benfica, which is where the school is. Okay. And now let me start with Nira and Petra. You worked on the Burututu bark. First of all, can you explain to us what is the Burututu bark, and what prompted you really to start this project?
Well, the Burututu bark is the extract of the tree native to Africa, especially Angola. The tree is called Coccus fernum angolensis and is used in Angola for traditional medicine.
We use the Butobus because we're looking for a project to compete at the Olympiad, and we thought it would be more interesting. It could be something that has to do with our own country. We came in contact with Butobus through our ratings that have been using it, and we thought it would fit the occasion.
Okay. And who was speaking right now?
Butobus.
Petra?
You both answered the question.
Okay. All right, great. So now tell us about, I know one of the things that was really critical for you to choose the bark is because of its properties. You are suggesting it as an alternative to antibacterial soap, as an alternative to use for active ingredients to sterilize and use it to perhaps in soap and other products. So what is your understanding of the impact of triclosan active ingredient found in liquid antibacterial soaps on people's health? Because that's one of the reasons why you're suggesting the Borututu bark as an alternative.
First of all, I think it's important for us to understand what is triclosan. Triclosan is a chemical that has been used because of its antibacterial properties, and it's found in about 75% of liquid antibacterial soaps and 30% of bars.
Studies made by the universities of California and Columbia show that triclosan can act as an endocrine disruptor by affecting the thyroid hormone and mimicking the thyroid hormone by working in a different way. This can cause diseases such as cancer, obesity, and can cause problems in fertility.
Apart from that, studies made with triclosan show that it also might weaken the immune system, as well as work as an allergen, which means that it can cause allergies, and it can make bacteria resistant to antibiotics.
Okay.
And that's our answer.
Okay, very interesting. Okay, what we're going to do is we will continue the discussion very very soon, and we'll talk to also our two students who are there, Ryan Norton and Marlon Tomei. We'll find out about the Hopbot. They are the robots geniuses, so we'll talk to them very shortly. We have to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have more on our students, geniuses, I call them, because they did such wonderful work, and they were recognized here in the United States. So we'll take a short break for the news. We'll be back for more. It's now time for the news with Sarah Allen.
Researchers from Denmark say people who drink 3 to 4 times a week are less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who never drink. They surveyed more than 70,000 people on their alcohol intake, how much and how often they drink, and found that drinking moderately a few times a week was linked to a lower risk of cardiovascular disorders, such as heart attack and stroke. They say wine appears to be particularly beneficial, probably as it plays a role in helping to manage blood sugar. However, the scientists warn that alcohol is associated with 50 different conditions, including some cancers and heart and liver disease, so people should be careful about their alcohol intake. The Libreville Fitness Tour is determined to round up 5,000 women to encourage them to exercise in an effort to prevent cardiovascular diseases and strokes. Run by Gaben's Youth and Sport Ministry, the weekend fitness program is exclusively for women and consists of 2-hour sessions led by professional coaches at the Zheng Aeyong Stadium. Registration costs less than $5 and includes an exercise kit and gear. Trainers want to introduce the woman to an easy exercise routine that can be done at home for those who cannot afford gyms or private classes. They also hope to help women maintain good psychological and mental health through regular physical activity. That's the update on News Today.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us today, we are speaking with some student geniuses, as I call them, and they are in Angola, precisely from the Complexo Escolar Privado Internacional, CEPI. Pardon my terrible accent, Portuguese accent. And this is a school located in Benfica, a neighborhood in the Samba district, located just south of Luanda. And the students are Niria Kachimbombo, Petra Musungo, Ryan Norton, and Marlon Tome. They are joining us along with the director of the school, Jamie Gracha. Thank you so much again for joining us. So before we went to break, we were talking about the Borututu bark. Now I want to come to you, Ryan and Marlon, so you can tell us about the hop bark. So rabat is the big deal these days. It has always been kind of a big deal, but I think that nowadays we see more in terms of innovation and interest as to what the rabat can do to enable our daily lives to be better. Sometimes I wonder what will happen if the world is replaced by rabbits. But maybe Ryan and Marlon can tell us more about that. So tell us about the hopbot, guys. Why did you guys decide to work on the rabbit? What was the idea? What was the challenge?
Hello, it's Ryan. Thanks for having us here talking about the Olympics. So basically, we decided to work on the robot as a project firstly because we like programming and we love technology. And it's wonderful having this introduction of technology robotics to the environment to help us make a better world. So Hopebot, our robot name that we created, is basically, it came basically from our hope to have robots helping us cleaning the world.
Okay. So thinking about having a robot clean the environment and create a better world, right? So yeah. Then the two of you work on this project. So I'm just trying to understand the dynamics between the two of you, because robot seems something so complex for me, but maybe when you know what you're doing, it's easy to really think about it. So how long did you work on this project? How much time did it take you to develop a prototype?
We finished the robot about like 3-4 weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It was actually kind of easy for the programming part, mm-hmm. but it was not too easy for the building part, like finding the design for the robot.
Finding the funding?
Finding the design.
The design. Okay. So the design. And what about the material? Because I know that you use part of the material you use is Lego. You use Lego as well?
Yes.
I remember Lego from my childhood.
Legos.
That's interesting.
So basically, it's Lego EV3 robots. So we have many Lego pieces, different variety of Lego pieces. And we have pre-made motors, medium motors and large motors. We have as well light sensors, ultrasonic sensors, and infrared sensors.
Okay. Very interesting. And now, at what stage of this project are you? I know you competed in New York and you won some awards. Now, what next? What's next for the robot? When do we get to see the robot on the street or in somebody's house making the environment better?
Okay. Actually, we are in high school right now, so it's a start. We are starting introducing ourselves to technology and programming and robotics. So it was very nice of us going to the Genius Olympics. For a start, my idea for the future is really having the robot bigger and smarter, make it like autonomous, so it could like work for himself, mm-hmm. and recycling plastic, papers, detecting if it's plastic or papers or metal, and introducing to the recycling movement.
So, Jamie Gracha, let me come to you and ask you, what they are explaining and the work that they've done sounds so incredible. I just wanted to know how the school, what kind of support system did they benefit from the school to be able to take an idea, a dream, to making it a real?
Can you specify your question, please?
What kind of support did they receive from the school to take their idea and to put it to work and take it to the fruition?
Okay, I'm Marlon Tomeng, and the school supported us a lot because, firstly, we have the teacher, our teacher that helped us mm-hmm. with the design of the robot and also with the coding. And basically, the school helped us a lot, and they gave us the blocks so we can build it. So that's basically what the school helped us.
Okay, okay. And Niria and Petra, I want to ask you the same question. Perhaps you can answer the same question. What kind of support did you receive from the school for your idea with Boro Tutu?
The school gave the main support for us because the teachers were there to help us with our work and to help elaborate our work and our ideas.
Okay. And do you think, explain to us, I know you kind of touch a little bit on your research and everything, but can you tell us how long the process take, how much time did it take you to get the results that you were looking for when you were working on the Boro Tutu?
It took almost a year because the information wasn't available. The studies published were not available to us, so it took us almost a year to get all the information.
And do you think that where you are right now, do you think people will be accepting of your finding? What type of potential do you see in what you have discovered?
I think we still have a long way to go with our project, but I do believe that if we keep on working on it, yes, people will be accepting of it because Boro Tutu is a natural product with many properties that are benefic to our health. And if we compare it with chemically made medicines, it's way healthier because medicines and others which are used to treat problems like bacterial problems can be harmful. For example, cyclotron, as we already said, they can work as an endocrine disruptor. It is harmful for us. And Boro Tutu, because it's all natural, doesn't have those harmful consequences. And apart from that, it will also contribute for our environment that directly contributes for ourselves.
Okay. Now back to the robot, the HopBot. When the HopBot is put to work, how much can it pick up and move at a time?
So the maximum number of blocks that the robot can pick is 2.
Okay. Okay. And tell us about some of the challenges that you were confronted with as you were developing this project with the robot.
So we basically made a clone robot. So it's a mechanism that is an arm that grabs lips. So one of the biggest problems that we had was to build the arm or the claw mechanism. Because we didn't have any instructions, we didn't have anything to follow. We made it from scratch. So that basically was one of our most difficult things to do. And also the coding, there was one thing that we didn't finish because we didn't have time to finish. And yeah, basically everything the teachers helped us, but yeah, it was a very big challenge for us. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think, what type of impact do you think that your participation in the competition in New York and also you winning some prizes will have on the future of this project?
I think it's a very good thing because living in Africa, in Angola to be exact, garbage is it's a big deal for us because if everything you go in here, you will see garbage. So when we heard this from our teachers, we really wanted to participate and show that we can also do something. And if it's something that we can help our country, we really wanted to help. So this is only a small step, but I believe that it's the beginning of a big thing, because now everyone knows that they can go, they can participate, and I think it's a really good thing.
That's fantastic. So, guys, we are going to take another short break, and we'll come back to conclude this very interesting interview. We are very excited to have you on the show. So stick around. We'll be right back. It's time for a short break.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, we need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 1730 UTC
right here on VOA Africa.
Welcome back. For those of you just joining us, we are talking to students that have made some very interesting discoveries and participated to the Genius International High School Project Olympiad at the state of New York at Oswego, and they came back with several prizes, and we are talking to them to see how they got to choose their projects and the future for everything that they're doing. So let me come to you, Neria and Petra. Now, Borututu bark is very, according to your findings, seems to be working, right? So tell us how much you see this finding, this new approach to perhaps antiseptic or soap. How much do you see this developing in the future?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I say that how much do you see your findings where you did your research on the Borututu bark? How much do you see your work making an impact in people's life and perhaps being used as an alternative for soap in liquid antibacterial soap?
We cannot predict the impact quite yet, but we do believe that because it's 100% natural, after more researches and investigations, we will be able to have a very big impact in our community, as well as possibly our world.
And if it's accepted by the public, by replacing it for trifluoroethylene, we can prevent many diseases and have and find cures for others.
Are you concerned about going against big companies that have established their business with triclosan active ingredient? Are you concerned at all that maybe some people will not be very happy about what you're doing?
I believe that there is a concern, yes, because many of these industries are run by very powerful people. But we do have faith in our project. And as you already said, the fact that it's 100% natural does give us a lot of it will help us a lot if we plan on entering into this business, the antibacterial business.
And
it will be difficult, but I think it's possible for us to commercialize this product.
Okay. And do you think the Borututu bark could perhaps be used for other issues, maybe? I know you haven't done any other research but except what you've done, but given its properties, do you think it's possible that perhaps you guys can explore it in the future in other cases?
Yes. From the materials we collected, from the information and studies made about Borututu, we could see that it's rich in many ingredients, such as vitamin C, quinone, and kaikai. And actually, it is used in many diseases, such as malaria, because quinone has anti-malaria effect. And it is also used in diseases related to the urinary tract and gallbladder. So it has not only an antibacterial effect, but it has an effect combating diseases and increasing the So making the human system stronger.
Yeah, it is actually being used in Angola for years.
Okay.
It certainly has a range for treating skin disease problems like herpes and sores, but it can also be used internally as an infusion or tea for treating problems related to cholesterol, normalizing blood pressure and arterial tension, and as my colleague already said, malaria, because it makes the immune system stronger.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a woman, you two are both young women, any possibilities of the use in cosmetics? Even for men, because men shave and they do have cuts and pimples and everything. Do you think it's possible to use this? Or is it already being used traditionally for cosmetic purposes?
We never investigated beauty in this field, and we don't really have information about its uses on cosmetics. But I think it's a matter of searching, and I do believe that it's possible that it might be related to cosmetics, for example, cleansing properties and others can be used for our skin. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Now, Ryan and Marlon, the robot geniuses, let me ask you, now, how do you see your robot? That, first of all, does it have a name for now? Did you name him something? No?
Yes.
Besides Hubbot, do you have a little nickname or another name for him?
No, the only name is Hubbot.
Hubbot, and that's it. Okay, so his name is not Michael or John or anything like that. Okay, so we'll stick to Hubbot. Now, how do you see the Hubbot evolving in the future? Do you plan on perhaps changing the design and other things, other aspects of it?
Yeah, firstly, we are going to change the pieces that we use, firstly, for something more modern than Legos, of course, something more more
robust.
Okay, and as it evolves, what other tasks do you hope to code for the robot to be of further help to human beings?
So it really depends, because what we use to do the robot, we only use like what we have. So when we do an upgrade, I think we will do so it can actually collect some garbage, like not only blocks but real garbage. Mm-hmm. And I think we are going to we can do a sorting system, so we can actually separate the real plastic and metal and organic garbage.
All right. And what about his size? Is the robot going to grow taller, bigger, as you develop it in the future?
Yes, to be so to being able to grab the real garbage, he will be a lot bigger.
Yes. Indeed. Okay, that's fantastic. We are so excited about it, and I look forward to more on Hubbot. I'm going to call him John. Just. All right. Okay, let me come back to you, Neria and Petra. Before we wrap the show, I wanted you to give us the final words in terms of your hopes for the Borotutu Bark and where you see these projects going in the future.
Well, our hope, as kind of you already said, is to keep on doing researches regarding Borotutu. And eventually, we hope that it can be used for lots of medicine problems, as well as possibly cosmetics and antibacterial problems. And yes, and be commercialized all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And we still have a minute or so. Very quickly, from each of you, from the Hubbot side and the Borotutu Bark side, tell me the impact of students having access to new technology. How does it help you? Very quickly.
So I think it's very good. It is very good, and it helps with the research. Because if you look like 10 years ago, people didn't have access to this kind of things like computers and internet. It was something that not everybody had. So now in Angola, I mean, so now everybody can research even in their phones.
Okay.
If you want something, you can just Google it. And I think it's a very...
It's great. We're going to have to leave it there. That will be the final words. Ryan, Marlon, Neria, and Petra, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thanks to our listeners, thanks to Jamie Gracia, the director of the school, and thanks to all of you for tuning in. I'm Lenore Mudu in Washington with producer Kwame Ofori and Sarah Allen with the news. Until next time, take care, be well, and strive to make every day a healthy day.